This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. 3 years after a devastating earthquake, Haiti is still struggling to recover. 200,000 people died in that disaster, and 1.5 million were left homeless. Despite billions of dollars spent, rebuilding has barely begun, and tens of thousands of Haitians are still living in camps. One of the biggest problems brought on by the earthquake, the destruction of the healthcare system. Hospitals were flattened, and the already poor country lost access to critical medical supplies. One American group has come up with an unlikely solution to the lack of infrastructure in Haiti, 3D printing technology. Ashley Dara is with the group responsible. It's called iLab Haiti. She has just returned from the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, and she joins us from her home in San Francisco. So first off, if you don't mind explaining for those who don't know, how does 3D printing work?
3D printing is very similar to 2D printing that we have at home in the sense that when we use inkjet printers at home, the inkjet lays out one layer of ink onto our paper. Except with 3D printers, when we lay out a layer of ink or plastic in this case, it's layer by layer and it's built up into a 3D model. It's very similar to when we use a hot glue gun, except instead of the hot glue sticks, it's a spool of plastic filament that continuously is melted through the nozzle and builds up an object layer by layer.
So how do you apply this? Who are you teaching to use this technology, and what are they making?
Right now, we're working in Port-au-Prince at a resource center called Haiti Communitaire. It's an area where a lot of locals from Cité Soleil come in to work, to learn new life skills and job skills. And while I was in Haiti last year, I came across a lot of different water treatment facilities that were falling apart and dilapidated, A, because the locals weren't trained how to fix them, and B, because they couldn't access the parts that were missing. So while I was there, I was thinking, man, if I had a 3D printer, I could fix this washer. I could do this on demand. The same thing happened with a friend of mine. A dear friend of mine was running a hospital all by herself with limited resources. One night, she wound up having to deliver 5 babies, and they had no umbilical cord clamps. So they were using their own rubber gloves, cutting them to tie off the umbilical cords, which meant that they went through their rubber gloves and had to then deliver babies barehanded with women that were HIV positive. And all I could think was, wow, if we had a 3D printer, I could have been printing on-demand umbilical cord clamps for you. So now our guys or our students that we work with are actually learning how to make very simple medical devices.
So something like an umbilical cord clamp, have those devices been used? Are they working? What are the limitations?
So right now they're working, but to be honest with you, we're on our 4th iteration. Currently we're using ABS plastic, which is the same plastic Legos are made out of. So if you've ever stepped on one, you know how hard they are.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that they're safe on human skin. So we haven't actually tried them on humans yet. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But we are definitely, we tried them on a multitude of different like fibers and cloths and liquid bags and plastic bags.
Have you articulated for yourself long-term goals for this project?
We're still working on those. Of course, we have huge goals. Ideally, we'd like to take this iLab model and apply it to other countries. My personal dream is that we can have our guys from Cité Soleil teaching people in Kenya how to do this and how to operate the machines.
Ashley Dara is with iLab Haiti. She joined us on the line from her home in San Francisco. Ashley, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.